Welcome back. Where all the people need and greet you. Welcome back. I forgot how the song goes. Are you there?
Are you there?
Are you there? Is anybody out there? I was wondering if the mermaid might have called in. I may have fumbled reminding her how to do it. Anyway, how do you want to start today?
Well, you said you had a song last show and you didn't sing it.
I know. I got too wild up with the information. I promised the mermaid that we needed to get some script out that she's very fond of. And the artist that I'm going to compliment today, there's no way I can touch her vocals, so I'm going to read the song. Maybe I'll sing a little bit of it. And it is called The Emperor's New Clothes. Thank you, mermaid. It seems years since you held the baby while I wrecked the bedroom. You said it was dangerous after Sunday, and I knew you loved me. He thinks I just became famous, and that's what messed me up. But he's wrong. How could I possibly know what I want when I was only 21? And there's millions of people to offer advice and say how I should be, but they're twisted, and they will never be any influence on me. But you will always be, you will always be. If I treated you mean, I really didn't mean to. But you know how it is and how a pregnancy can change you. I see plenty of clothes that I like, but I won't go anywhere nice for a while. All I want to do is just sit here and write it all down and rest for a while. I can't bear to be in another city, one where you are not. I would return to nothing without you. If I'm your girlfriend or not, maybe I was mean, but I really don't think so. You asked if I'm scared, and I said so. Everyone can see what's going on. They laugh because they know they're untouchable, not because what I said was wrong. Whatever it may bring, I will live by my own policies. I will sleep with a clear conscience. I will sleep in peace. Maybe it sounds mean, but I really don't think so. You asked for the truth, and I told you. Through their own words, they will be exposed. They've got a solid case of the emperor's new clothes, the emperor's new clothes, the emperor's new clothes, the emperor's new clothes. And that is Sinead O'Connor's lyrics, The Emperor's New Clothes. How should we play today?
Wonderful, thank you. Would you like to share why that's an important song?
Yeah, it has a lot of diversity. a lot of different ways I could answer that question. But certainly, once you get to a level of fame, that's why I'm always asking, if you get to this, you have this big of an audience, and you knew as much as you did, you would want to be of service. And that's what Sinead O'Connor realizes as she understood the reality here and realized the prison planet she was on. She goes, I got to do something with this fame. I've got to do something with this messy bedroom. I have an obligation. So that is exactly what I'm doing. I glean to, at least, is if I've got a secret and I know something, how could I live with myself? And so for the most part, that's what that's about. And uncovering that the emperor always has another story. The emperor, there's always another story. The person pulling the levers behind the drapes, as the Wizard of Oz told us many, many years ago, there's somebody pulling some triggers and, hey, we figured it out, didn't we?
It's such a great analogy, because if you tell enough people something's real, even if they see that it's not, they will believe it because of the consensus, the grand consensus of everyone believing it. So there's an emperor who's naked and everyone's saying, what beautiful new clothes. And that's really what's happened in this world. And sometimes if you just say, well, wait a minute, he's not wearing any clothes, it creates that ripple effect. And that's what you're doing for us. Thank you so much.
Again, I'm usually the guy that lights the fuse. I don't always see the explosion though, so we'll see how it goes. I go, how'd it go over there? Okay, good luck. and that's why I'm such a huge fan of BBS Radio, because they don't need to endorse one commentator. And look, we get to chat. So never assume BBS agrees with anything I'm saying. They are autonomous, and that's what's so beautiful about them. And we are trucking still. Can you remind me, what was the story that Mermaid wanted to tell?
There was a post, the fairy tales are true, about the mermaid joining with you against all odds. Is that the one that she wanted to share?
Yeah, I'll save that one for her. But it's quite a story. And when we talked about it a few days ago, I think we're going to really take care of that one. And we'll need more time than PRQ offers us today. Not to say we weren't planning on doing that today. I think she would have told us today. But the crash test dummy syndrome, I profoundly say I have, is no better truth comes from her story. Against all odds, getting to me once she recognizes my spirit signature and my allowance and acceptance of acknowledging it as well. So it's quite a story the mermaid has to prove how you can make your own realities if your heart is dedicated to the heart-based decisions. Nothing's going to stop you. And it is a beautiful story. Stay tuned. We'll tell it another day. My apologies.
Thank you. And it really ties into the Emperor's New Clothes, because what most people would do is take the safe path to live a safe life and do the safe things according to what everyone would tell them to do. And she did the opposite. She did the scariest thing possible. And that's what PRQ is all about. Not scary in a dangerous way, but scary in a, I need to do this to just feel alive. And this is how we break free of the money system as well. Would you like to share about that?
Yeah, man, I wish we could play that one song that we, how's it go? Money, 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 money. Some people have to have it, yeah. Some people. Okay, anyway, I think that one's been used somewhere before. I'm not sure where. Anyway, I don't know how the OJs agreed to that. I guess a lot of dough, Ray me. What do we have here? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a rare guest appearance.
Oh, yay!
No kidding. Wow. I just thought it might happen. Yeah, anyway, the money system. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mermaid. Hi. So nice to hear your voice.
Sorry, it cut out. I couldn't hear what she said back.
Oh, I just said hi. It's so nice to hear you.
Hello, hello. Sorry to butt in. Carry on, you two.
The money system. Let's, now that we have the mermaid here, would you want to tell the little mermaid story, or do you want to save that for another day?
Hey, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
Can you lead us again? Let's see if she's interested. Lead us in again, Asha. What? Remember the story you told Asha? She was wondering if you want to tell that story. Asha, lead her again, if you don't mind.
So you, against all odds, followed your heart and your passion and your excitement to do what I don't believe I know anybody else could have done. It was so many odds against you, and you succeeded, and your life completely transformed because of it. Now, of course, everyone can do it, but you're showing us the way. You might be the first person to lead the way. So would you be excited to share that, your story of how you came to be where you are?
Oh, I would. I mean, you can go on, you can go on For the People and read the beautiful, story of it in that, because I like the way it was written without the personal details. It's really hard to portray how intense the story was without giving out in all incredibly personal details. It's a bit tricky. If I give you a a radio-friendly version. I don't think it'd have the same punch, but basically, I just knew when I found my other half, my twin flame, as I like that term, nothing could stop me, and the social boundaries that we're in with marriages and children and everything that comes with it, everything that comes with all of that, and then being in the middle of a COVID war where you're not allowed to travel and you're not allowed out of your country or in other countries, or just there was so much going on, and I don't know how I did it, but I somehow did it and brought people along that didn't even want to go along, and just had to just make it all work in a way. I just kept following my heart, knowing that I'd be supported in that, because I knew how real it was, and somehow I was, and everyone involved was, and it all turned out amazingly. But yeah, at the time, it definitely sounded completely crazy, and everyone around me was really worried about me and wanted to do interventions with me and stuff, because you're not supposed to make these choices. You're supposed to be smart and logical and, you know, worry about the future, and you're supposed to worry about your future and being all those things that I just didn't think about. I don't really know how to say it without being too personal, Asha, so I don't know if I'm probably not doing a good job without giving away all the personal details, you know what I mean?
No, that's beautiful. Yeah. Can I ask you a question about it?
Uh-huh.
So those times when it seemed really, really scary, like you didn't know what was going to happen and everything was so uncertain, how did you get through those times?
Yeah, because that's an aspect of it too that made it even harder. Though everything about it was against me, actually, every single part of it, and including I couldn't speak to him. So he was in a position where he couldn't speak to anybody during the peak of it all, and these guys at the head of this, leading the way, were in their own form of lockdown incomplete. They had to go dark, go quiet, not speak to anyone to protect us and themselves. So there were huge periods of time, and I don't mean weeks, I mean like, you know, 8 months periods with not a peep. And I just had to trust that I knew what was real and knew that our love was real, and even without hearing a word, being able to speak and things like that, that it was real. And I know most people would probably shy away from that and go, girl, he ain't into you if he's not calling you back. But I knew we were in very different circumstances, and to just truly trust, and we could always merge remotely. And I even had to trust that was real, that I'm not being hijacked or tricked. It's very confusing. You know, and I just had to trust that we were connecting in the non-physical, and we are able to merge in our heart space together, and that was what kept me going every day, knowing that I'd find him, and all the logistics that go around that, crossing the world and a few different countries on the way, three different countries in the journey, and not on my own with a crowd of four plus me, five. So yeah, it was interesting, and I succeeded, and it's just so amazing, and it makes it even richer knowing that we had to do it this way. Yeah, it is amazing when I look back on it, and when I retell it, sometimes I forget.
Thank you. And also, we know Kuster is not a man of many words when it comes to texting, so there wasn't a lot to go by but your heart.
No texting. And it was such a dangerous time. It was very intense, and we can all probably remember that was not a fun time. What was it, 21 and 2021 and 22? I think it was the big portion of 21. It was a pretty intense year for most of us, I think. And yeah, bad timing, but that's when we timed it.
Thanks for doing
had
that.
To make it hard on ourselves.
I know, feel comfortable talking about that story, but. It is. It has a lot to do with PRQ, wouldn't you say, Asha?
It has everything. It's the blueprint for how to reach a whole new reality of who you are and how you deal with life and how you succeed.
And I think it did accelerate accelerated my own ascension and my own expansion massively, because I had to just trust my heart compass. And every time the head the head would come in with thoughts. I knew, and I had a dear friend that was, but I only had one friend that really knew what was going on and that could coach me, who I'll forever be grateful to, that understood how this all worked. And she would say, you know, as soon as you get those thoughts, if it's ever fear-based, which they always are, or worry-based, you know, that's the dark trying to derail you. They don't want you together, and they will derail you at every point in time that they can. They'll throw you off your course, so you just got to shut that off and follow your heart. And you know it's your heart, not your head, because your heart feels good and your head doesn't. So if anyone's ever confused which is which, the one that feels least resistant, that feels good, borderline euphoric, that's your heart speaking. Your head doesn't feel that way ever, really, does it? So that's all I have to say about that, really.
Hey, Forrest.
As Forrest would say.
As Forrest would say. I think that bird agrees as well. Yeah, it's quite a story. I don't want to bring sensationalism to our relationship, but make a point. The bad guys knew what I was about ready to do, and that was part of that. And she's still coming at me as to save me, basically. It would appear now, anyway. the opportunity to examine this information is bodacious, because she walked the talk, and this applies for everyone's projects. It doesn't. The outside resources that we may be looking for, the relationships, people, they're naturally maturing now, and go ahead and rely on me as you wish. But that dream state, that desire, is the horsepower in all your projects, and she's proving it. Just because it's a relationship in this case is the fundamental, her fundamental tools and decision making only came from one place only. As crazy it was, this person doesn't even exist, but I know I've had an exchange with this person. I got to have. So if we use Ocean Trek or any of these other incredible projects, these people have incredible ideas of service, support, assistance, healing, so many lovely things, education. Just keep them coming. Just keep them coming. We have a process we'll get to shortly here, and I just need more projects. The one project I'm going to talk about today that I'm really excited about is, have yet to see, maybe I missed it, but what could we use in place of money? What do you think, Asha?
Ooh, I love that topic. Please continue.
Right. So most people, and I don't know, Mermaid, daily do I talk about money with people? Like, hey, what is a dollar bill?
Oh, trying to educate them on the truth of the matter.
And
yes.
I said, why does it say note on there? No, nobody even knows what a note is, yeah. Right? So how do you even start the ideas of values? But from the earlier show, notice that someone's installed a belief of, identity, title, and or ownership. Measurement is going to be your clue. So where did we get this sensibility around values? Where did we get our values from? You're going to find they're all engineered. And unfortunately, you're going to find them in the Bible quite a bit, depending on which religion you're believing today, whatever you've been indoctrinated in. The short version, very short version, if I can make a human believe in its epigenetic recording system over time that money, gold, is valuable. So if I go to the Babylonian times, as an example, that's not where money was invented, by the way. If I can get you to believe the hierarchy that controls the kingdom, and that's how it started, the micro kingdoms we used to have, the castle, you needed to trade with them. And so when you brought, and the kingdom needed bushels of hay, et cetera, livestock, they would give you a token. Everyone knows, everyone can study that. Doesn't matter which time, you're going to find somebody wanted to trade with you a token because you brought a service or a product to the castle. And then the castle grew up, and you've heard me talk about it many times, and now castles are now cities, and you're still using these tokens. The reason you're using these tokens is because thousands and thousands of years ago, your epigenetic, your genetic historian that's built in you remembers that you would use money. So money is new to you. It's very new to you, the spirit. Doesn't understand it whatsoever. But the body has recorded this sense of value system. So even I have to use money only because my neighbor believes it has measurement and has weight. So that's my encouragement to people. So what can we do to educate that my neighbor who won't sell me the lawnmower or give it to me because he believes he owns something? Now, now I've practiced with this time and time and time again, and I realized that one of the opportunities we have now with money is to let it fall apart now. And that's what you're watching right before your very eyes. And we can use some of the tools to make it fall apart. And that's what is right on your fingertips right now. It's right in front of you. I'm not going to tell you where it's coming from. It's because now the direction, the real reason why is now the direction is not important. The way in which we conduct ourselves with people is the direction. So as an example, we don't ask somebody how much it costs. We ask, what does it do? How does it help me? How does it work? Okay, and vice versa. How does it help and work for you now that you own the lawnmower, as an example? Oh, well, it cuts the lawn, but I'm getting a new one as soon as I get rid of this one. Okay, so you don't want this one anymore? No. And so do you believe you own it? Yeah, I paid $500 for it. It's mine. Okay, so now our opportunity is to start that education system of why do you believe $500 has merit, weight whatsoever? And that's just one of many suggestions I have. Where did we get the fundamentals? By this time, the lawnmower sales guy says, you need to leave, crazy person. $500 is $500. But if we could just stay on that topic in our negotiations, how did we get to the relationship of measurement that money is worth anything? Let's use the U.S. dollar. When the Federal Reserve was engineered only 100 years ago, or whatever number you want to use, and by the way, here's a picture of it. It looks like it's closed. Why do you think this has any measurement? And by the way, it's an electronic currency system anyway, and what would be the difference between using a cryptocurrency or a fake backed security of any kind? They're all the same. They're all a computer program, X's and O's. So really it's up to us creating our own means of exchange. We're the ones who are going to decide this. Now, each negotiation you have now when you're sharing resources is the key. How are we going to share? Asha, do you have an opinion?
This reminds me of another aspect of what happened with the mermaid, because when she just gave it her all and went with her heart 1,000,000%, not only did you two come together, but everything started to fall into place miraculously. So she's in another country and she wants to move to another country and there's nowhere to live. But magically, miraculously, she gets exactly the house she wants. It just happens because she's in that frequency of positive exchange and self-worth, self-love. You know, it's just it you don't really need the money, you need the frequency.
Yeah, and the exactly, Asha. And I like, we all have to learn. I think everybody hoards it and holds on to it and is worried like of this lack. This lack is something that's been built into us, and that's obviously a lower frequency, that's not us. So we're always kind of hoarding it and holding on to it, and we really like to not do that, like just use it and get rid of it, because it's just there, and it's just going to come back if you're in that belief. And hopefully we can surpass even that and transcend money altogether soon. But while people are still using it, holding on to it and selling little meager things to get that little dollar back and this and that, it doesn't generate more. It actually makes you have less because you're in a mindset of lack and grasping, and you know.
Yeah, and now these ding dongs you mentioned on the last show, they know this too. And that's why they get rid of their money as fast as possible. So if you are a billionaire, you are stifling the energy flow of it, not because of, so not only do you have the black magic behind what we're going to use US dollar today, the black magic there, not all money has black magic associated, but the US dollar does. And when you use that symbolism, you install coding and or potential outcomes for timelines that these people used to be successful doing. Well, they know that the more you would use it, the more those outcomes and the probabilities would increase. And so if you use it, you can use it the exact same way and make it positive magic, but it's not because of the means of exchange you're using, US dollar in this case, it's because your desire to make an outcome come true because you base the decision on the heart. So as an example, the mermaid here, she goes chases around the world with her last $5 and she's going to find this guy with $5 and she doesn't care if it comes down to the last penny, she's going to find this clown. Okay. And then needs a place to live and has left her home for a year plus and there's a housing crisis where she used to live.
left it all behind, yeah.
Is that
the house wasn't there waiting for me.
Is that an opportunity for a song? That sounds like a song opportunity. There's nothing left to say.
I was willing to never come back too. It's surprising how things work. But
anyway, yeah. This is how much your heart was in place. She gets back to the home she left for a year, giving it up. And she comes back to the exact same location and gets the same home back a year later.
Nearly 2 years later.
2 years later, whatever the number is. Sorry, I don't do well time, do I?
Time and
cue. Yeah, I don't do well. 2 years later, in the largest housing crisis ever seen in the community she lived in, where everyone's in line to find a home, and she just makes one swoop, and she's back in her old home.
From overseas.
From overseas, not even from the country.
Fighting for it, kicking people down at the door.
Didn't have to do it. Now you're getting cocky, aren't you? So that is a true story, and someday we'll get a little more script to it so it makes sense, because the energetics behind how she makes decisions is really pure. It's really clean. She only sees emotions. So I call her the most intelligent person on the planet because she uses so much of her heart. The only time she uses her mind is to examine other people's hearts, believe it or not. And that's why her emotions are so massively powerful, because she knows when to use them and when not to, because she examines the fortitude of whatever event she's in. It's a very, very, very positive statement to analyze. And that how is it that she's able to do this? And when I get in a situation, I'm not taking care of the situation, and I'm guilty as charged because I have participated in emotions that were reactive, whereas she's primarily a proactive person experiencing and examining the emotions. But first, it came through the heart. Sorry for so many words, Asha.
No, that was beautiful. Mermaid, did you want to comment on that?
No, sorry, that's okay.
It's a very, very important topic, because the way you do this, if we can all glean from this, it would really help everybody, because your spirit, your energy is so pure that there's not a thought before you do something. So it's just, there's a continuous flow of wanting to give, wanting to help, wanting to nurture, wanting to make better. And that energy in itself comes back to you. So everyone wants to do that for you because they love you so much, because it's so pure when it comes from you. It activates that in other people. So everywhere you go, you're receiving what you're giving. And it's because it's 100%. It's so authentic. A lot of people do it maybe even 90%, but they're just going to get 90% back. So I've never met the frequency of what you have with the authenticity that you have. And I know Kuster has it too, because you're twin flames, but you know, you express it in different ways. And it's so easy to see the way you do it in that regard, just the way you don't think before you do anything. It's just give, give, give. And it always comes back.
Oh, thank you, Asha.
Right. Yes. So, it's beautifully put, Asha. Thank you for the pat on the back. We do enjoy the encouragement because we come across so many interesting people. I'd like to continue on a little bit with money and strategies there. A couple more examples. Do you have other topics you want to talk about, by the way? Because you know this is my least favorite topic.
Never keep mind. Going. I do have some other things. You go ahead.
Okay. I just want to leave you time. So some of the opportunities you have now is understanding reconciliation. Okay. And that's one of the charters, the redemption process, we'll call it. The U.S. military really wants you to understand is how do you redeem a means of exchange and why do you accept the way it's done now? And so if you would stop accepting redemption process, it would all change our reality very quickly. Okay, so let's take banks out of the equation. Let's say banks do not exist. They don't, but let's really know they don't exist. Okay, so I'm going to go to the store and Joe believes that he bought a bunch of milk and he puts it in a store and I need to buy the milk for him. Okay, when we reconcile money now, we use a credit card and the X's and O's live on a computer. They're not at a bank. They're just X's and O's. Now you can go get reconciled. You can go to the bank and get reconciled in currency, we assume, depending on which country you're in. And we'll use North America for our reference today, but so we're reconciling how many X's and O's you have in your computer. And that's why, you know, I'm always making fun of Deloitte and Touche, knowing ding-dongs that work there. They've never done anything for a living other than trade and barter X's and O's based on the stability of market segmentation and or perceived value measurements of stocks, bonds, and or the productivity of humans. So people that work in finance and or slave management systems would be called Deloitte Touche. That would be a slave management company because it's it's promoting the fact that we need to ensure that you are successful and you have something when you're done being successful. Bunch of topics there. The reason I find that topic important is because we're under the belief system that we can reconcile our productivity based on an item that we are exchanging by means, average being means. So why do we do that? Why did we turn X's and O's in a computer into a value and measurement system? Can you answer this for me, Asha?
Well, this might not be where you're going with it, but I'm just noticing that a lot of people who live that way, where it's always for the outcome of what they're going to get, it's a dead end. So it just creates more of a franticness. Whereas I look at you and the mermaid, there's no outcome. It's just, I'm going to give. And then you forget you've even given. It's a whole different reality. So it's about what am I excited to create and give and play with, as opposed to I better get this if I do that. And I gave this to this person. They better give it back. It's totally different.
Of course. Of course. Of course. So that is the energetics that you described. The delta between the ding-dong you were talking about in the previous show, selling all the stocks, getting all the bonds put away, and now I'm going to go control something. So people who have lots of money and don't get rid of it, don't use it, they're controlling the energetics. There's no way around it. I have this, and I'm not giving it away yet, or I am going to go do something with it for what I want to have done. Does that make sense to you?
Well said.
Right. So when you use it for, when you use a means of exchange it, with the intentions, like you're so, you well stated, it changes its capabilities. So don't get hung up on any means of exchange being good or bad. When you start using it with your heart, it's just a means of exchange, isn't it?
Wow,
It's
that
just something,
is so
it's just something we agreed that we don't, because there is no measurement to it. There's no weight to it. If it's green piece of paper with pyramids on it, we can take away its power by just utilizing it from our heart. It doesn't really matter what tool we use, whether it's seashells, gold, silver. It all does not matter to us from the higher dimensional realities. That's why the Mermaid Night, we do not understand money whatsoever. We don't understand the game being played here. We have not figured out how to educate because we can't speak to it. I consider most economists, most financial people that I've run across very, very successful, very, very intelligent managers of outcomes related to control have no clue what we just said. It's money. It's a thing. It's a thing that we need to use. Catherine Austin Fitz is probably the exception. She's played with billions of dollars and realized, wait a minute, I just need food, water, shelter, and how about a little bit of love?
And there are many people like that they have billions of dollars and they're so excited about making someone happy or helping someone in this way. And they live the same way as you and the mermaid because they're just excited about giving, even though they're billionaires. But they are also very savvy about how to create that so they can give. So there's no judgment on anyone.
No, it's all a process. It's all coming out in the wash anyway. If you look at how we have adjusted very, very quickly to this false sense of value system, this inflationary system is really valuable to us. The same house grandma bought is now for $5 is now worth $1 million. So even the most unaware people could say, okay, so what's changed? Oh, my house went up in value. Well, wait a minute. No, your house is actually worthless is what I'm hearing because your dollar's worthless. So you need more of these things to buy this thing, or is your how valuable is your, how do you measure the value of a home? If it's based on a means of exchange, it's only 15 minutes old, by the way, and doesn't have anything backing it other than the success of a society going to work every day with their jail sentence called Social Security number, with their barcode called their birth certificate, with their footprint on a piece of paper in the prison cell. So this is a positive statement. Doesn't sound cute, like that's very positive at all. But it's really up to us, is what I'm saying, is what. Who cares what we use? So anyway, I'm giving you some clues. There are some systems right in front of your nose right now that can teach you about reconciliation. And now we can use those tools to say, hey, miss, I want to go into escrow, but I only have this kind of means of exchange. How come you don't accept it when the guy next door does? That's a very big hint. Some people are accepting means of exchanges now that other people don't. There's your clue. Now, which one's going to win might be interesting, and who gets dominance and control over that? That is a bigger story, sure. But why are some people exchanging some and or reconciling some means of exchange and others aren't? So when you sit down with the banker, excuse me, the landowner, maybe you have an opportunity to understand reconciliation. Hope that helps. Please, what are your topics today?
Will you please be a little more specific for people? Some people might feel that's a little bit hard to follow.
A little vague, huh? I'm tricky. I know it. Talks in riddle, this guy. Okay. when you go buy something, I'll do it in a small scale and a big scale. So when you go buy something at the grocery store, you use your debit card, your credit card, you're under the opinion it's coming from a bank. Okay, last time I checked, most debit cards say Visa or MasterCard on American Express, Discovery, whatever. So that means there's somebody in between the bank. Now, isn't there, Asha?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so what if MasterCard just reconciles instantly the means of exchange you have on the computer? What value do the banks bring?
The middleman's gone.
Right, so now Now we're talking about is a computer saying I have X's and O's. Okay, great. And the tool I use to do commerce, at least in transactionals, is a card with numbers on it that says I have X's and O's. That's it. So now what value do X's and O's have? They're just X's and O's. All right, now let's step it up a little bit. We know the grocery store takes X's and O's from my MasterCard, and I can buy milk there. Now I go, so now you have an instant argument here. You have an instant legal argument that my MasterCard doesn't work, works here, but it doesn't work. And I'm not endorsing any of these names. But now my MasterCard, as I go to buy a home, doesn't work. How come? Well, we don't reconcile X's and O's from MasterCard because it is attached to a currency system that we don't use. Okay, wait a minute. I don't care. MasterCard said they were willing to reconcile the value of the home I want to buy today. Now you've broken a law if you don't reconcile the laws behind a MasterCard. Again, I'm not endorsing this process whatsoever, but now it's your job now when you go sit down with the real estate broker, when you go sit down, remember, we don't have banks in the way now. When you buy a house now, you have an escrow. You have escrow holding the means of exchange, and the homeowner just takes acceptance for the reconciliation in this example. Does that make sense?
Wow, that is a fantastic example. Thank you.
Right. Now, that is what's changing now. So where do you get X's and O's from? I don't know. I'm just going to type mine in. All right. I'll just type mine in. I mean, so that's where you're at, everyone. You're in a game of X's and O's. And so don't worry about gold-backed securities or silver-backed securities. Don't worry about any asset-backed securities as much as how you reconcile settlement on payment. Okay? It doesn't really matter if we back everything with gold, silver, or mermaid's beautiful hair, which is worth billions. Okay. Shorten the process down. How do we reconcile when I want to deliver a goods or service or a product? Look how it goes back and forth now. These are the energetics you're going to enjoy very soon now. So you're not buying anything. You are going to look for sustenance because you need energy. You need food. Don't look at buying milk. I need sustenance. I don't have a cow, but my neighbor does, et cetera, et cetera. So those energetics, when you make those decisions that are proactively from your heart, my body might need a little nutrition today. Then I make a decision to go find the nutrition. That's completely different than I got to buy some milk. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense. Mermaid, did you want to talk about, share anything about that?
Oh, I was just going to say I think it at this point in time, it must be getting obvious to people that it is such a game, like with the inflation. I know, and I think many countries are going through it. And it's starting to even out, I think, because it got so ridiculous. But it's so obvious. Like, we had homes forever in the region that we're in. So let's say a nice big 4-bedroom home was around maybe $800,000 at the very most for like a really nice house with a pool. And then 2 years later, it is triple the price, not double, but triple. Those same houses are like 3.5 million. Like, come on. And people are going to these auctions and paying this money. But if everyone just stopped and said and protested it or just whatever, that is crazy. That's not real life. We've got to be able to see that this is a big fake game when it's to that point.
Yeah.
There's never been a point in time that's happened that home prices have tripled in 2 years after a so-called pandemic. So it just should be so obvious, even to like normies and to everybody now. It just should be so obvious. It's just madness.
Yeah, it's lost its.
Great because it's showing that it's all falling apart.
That's a great idea. We should start a protest. What would we call it?
I don't know what the solution would be. But
yeah,
the
protests don't seem to do much, do they?
They don't do much. But people turned up and said, no, last year this was 800,000. Why is it now 3 million? No.
Yeah.
If everyone just said no to the realtors, who are playing the game and making it work, making the whole situation worse. Then
again, it's to Asha's point. It's a very good point.
Madness.
The people doing this, for the most part, participating in this, are believing they're going to get an ROI. We're going to make more. I'm going to control the outcome, and then I'm going to get rich. And then I'm going to go on holiday and live in Hawaii, and everyone's going to have to work for me because I worked till I was 62, and now I'm entitled, and my dinner is late again at the pizza parlor. God damn it. I'm the only one that can say that word, by the way.
True. So really, if we organize, you know, the bad guys organize, they get all the realtors together to push this. If we organize peacefully, lovingly, and agree on what we want our world to be like and say, no, we don't even want to pay $800,000. We want to pay $300,000 and help the person who built the house because we're so grateful to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Again, our education system, the great opportunity here, especially these projects, is not to be so heavy-handed here as we're going to change. The systems are changing very quickly around the globe. I'm sorry, America, you're going to be one of the last ones. It's really tough news, I know. But it's really about the opportunity to take a breath here and really recognize, how do we understand exchanging means? All we're saying is an averaging system. Prior to this, someone constructed it for you and made you use it. I can tell you, you're only three generations away from when you did not use any money. You may not remember it, but I do know someone I used to live with who never used money, and they raised a family three generations without money in Arkansas. And there are a lot of civilizations who don't use money. I'm not endorsing one or the other. I'm just saying the money is very new to you. The medical association is very new to you. You think it's always been here. It's not. It's been forced down you. You've been made and told that there's a value and means of exchange that you need to model against. I hope that helps.
Excellent. Thank you. And I know we only have a few minutes left, but talking about things that have just been forced upon us. In the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal from 1946, there's a clause that says, if a government uses the funds raised by taxation to wage a legal war or to commit genocide, crimes against humanity, or war crimes, then a taxpayer's normal duty to pay tax is reversed and becomes a duty to refuse to pay tax. What do you say to that?
100% true, and that's why it was created. And that's what you're actually seeing right before your very eyes. Every single bank, at least in North America, is on notice. So it's difficult to put a million people in prison when they believe they did the right thing, but they're all contributors. So that's why I make fun of Deloitte and Touche. Those are actually criminals that thought they were doing the right thing. Interesting, huh?
Right. So what would you say to people who are afraid to not pay their taxes?
Afraid not to pay the taxes?
Yeah.
Have them send me an email.
There are groups set up. I know that there are groups set up to support people in this. I've heard, I know a few people that have stopped paying taxes and stopped participating in all this stuff. And there are groups set up to support you. And like, cause there is a lot of fear with that, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, there's, I don't know, I guess start looking it up.
Yeah.
There are movements.
So I want everyone to do it right now. I've proven it many times. Just get a new job, get an old job. I don't care, for something you love to do, of course. But say, I'm not going to sign this document. It's voluntary. And if you can align yourself correctly with your employer, you will not pay taxes because you said you wanted to hire me. Here's my signing letter. Now you go to the human resource department. No, I'm not signing this one. I'm signing it. You can make your own, as an example. So again, the IRS, the corporation you work for, the company you work for, does not have any say over you. You do. You have the say. You take your natural laws back to you.
Now, you the know IRS more about this. Is a corporation just like McDonald's. It's a corporation that's bankrupt. What kind of power does it have?
Your belief that it's alive and a real thing. That's the only power it has.
And is it alive? Is it a real thing?
No, it's not. It's an absolutely joke. It's a complete joke. By the way, when have they helped you?
Never.
It's amazing that all these things have been dismantled, taken apart. They no longer exist. And the only reason they're still standing is because the collective's belief in it. It's quite incredible. It goes to show, you say, how powerful we are.
There you go. Well said, Mermaid. Thank you.
Oh, you should get a radio show. You're good at this. Well, how should we close out, dear one?
Fantastic, both of you. Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Keister.
Looks like you have another question.
I believe that would not be fair to Dawn, who's got another show coming up. So,
okay. Okay, so let's close on this. I've given you some really big clues to the opportunities we have that are starting to be endorsed around the planet that we might consider. America is tardy for as a collective, not exclusively, but start looking at how people are reconciling in the Middle East. How are they reconciling money in Russia? How are they reconciliation is now your new term for money and or means of exchange. Look how it's working. Can you get a hold of anybody over in United Emirates or Iraq or Iran and Russia, just start poking around. How are they doing it? Look at Zimbabwe. How are they doing it? Is BRICS legitimate? Okay, very good. It's the end of the day. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Goodbye, everyone. Lovely, lovely chatting to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kristen and Christopher. See you soon. Thank you, Asha and Dawn, BBS Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.